Despicable, NYC felony assaults on women jump 41%. By Amy Furr on October 7, 2023. The number of physical attacks on women in New York City has increased, and those targeted are deeply concerned. The number of such instances has surged 41% in the past 4 years, the New York Post reported Saturday, citing NYPD data. Through October 1 this year, 2,830 women have been the victims of felony assault, excluding domestic violence, compared to 2006 just 4 years ago, the article reads. The attacks have increased 5% from the same time frame in 2022, when 2,699 women became victims of felony assault. In May 2022, a woman was assaulted on a New York City subway while bystanders tried to avoid the situation. Later, in September 2022, a Queens woman was targeted and brutally beaten by a homeless sex convict. Reports said at the time the woman was in danger of losing the sight in one of her eyes as a result. The victim, identified as Elizabeth Gomez, later said, "And it's just so sad that even though we try to avoid it, these things still happen to us. I still can't put that day together. I don't even know." According to the recent Post article, one woman who 3 weeks ago was sucker punched by a stranger in the West 4th Street subway station said it felt like men hated them. The report continued, "Sheriff Tex Mayor Bill de Blasio and his comrades for pushing to empty the city's jails during the pandemic and lashed out at city polls for passing legislation to cut down on the number of people in custody as part of its goal to close Rikers Island. Some of those targeted laid blame at the feet of city and state politicians for failing to offer sufficient help to people addicted to drugs and the mentally ill, a move that might lower the chances of those individuals behaving violently and hurting others." The news regarding felony assaults comes as more of New York City's police officers are heading for the exit as crime ravages the area. Social media users commented on the Post story. One individual writing, "And no cash bail and fire all Soros-funded DAs and mayors and give the police all the money and tools they need. Not surprised. It's getting to Mad Max proportions out here. Despicable," someone else said, while another commented, "Keep voting Democrat though." Related watch, AWR Hawkins, semi-automatics allow women to level the playing field.